I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. Thanks for being with us on this Friday. We often cover the murder of journalists in other countries who are being targeted and silenced for the work they do. Today, we're mourning five people killed in a newsroom here in the U.S. Gerald Fishman, Robert Hyacin, John McNamara, Rebecca Smith, Wendy Winters, all killed in the attack yesterday at the Capital Gazette newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland. The suspect, Jared Ramos, had a history with the community paper. He allegedly used social media to harass Capital Gazette journalists online, and a few years ago, he unsuccessfully sued the paper for defamation. All of this might be why officials are calling this a targeted attack. Joel Simon is the executive director of the Committee to Protect Journalists. Joel, your organization tracks attacks against journalists in the U.S. and around the world. Can you put the Capital Gazette incident in context for us in terms of attacks against journalists in this country?
Well, in terms of attacks in the United States, yesterday was the most deadly day that we've ever recorded and perhaps in U.S. history. However, it's worth noting that violence against journalists in the United States is in no way unprecedented. In fact, there are incidents fairly frequently.
A tricky thing about the tragedy in Annapolis is that it seems pretty clear that Jared Ramos is a troubled man who likely has emotional or mental health issues. Does that put this particular case in a different category?
Well, I think we don't really know that much about him or his motivations. We just have sort of skeletal information. We know that he seemed to have an obsession with the newspaper and its coverage and tried to sue them and threaten them. But I do want to make another point that's really about the role of journalists within their own communities. And this is about something we see around the world, which is that local journalists covering their own communities tend to be very vulnerable. And there are a couple reasons for this, we believe. One is that there's an intimacy. The people they cover actually know the journalists and interact with them. The second is that the coverage within their own communities can really affect the way these aggrieved individuals are perceived. So around the world, we do notice that local journalists working in their own communities, covering activities in their own communities, whether around crime or human rights or whatever it might be, they're some of the most vulnerable journalists, and this terrible shooting conforms to that pattern which we've seen globally.
I'm curious, in the cases you follow globally, have you had incidents like this where someone's kind of acting out on social media, they seem troubled, and they go after a journalist? I ask it because often we hear about, say, in Mexico, lots of journalists have been murdered, and they seem to be targeted around things that the journalist is covering. And whether it's narco traffickers or whatever, this seems qualitatively different from many international cases of journalists being killed. And I just wonder if you can talk about those nuances.
I think it's very difficult to fully understand the mental state of this individual. But there are certain similarities that we have to acknowledge. One is that he was covered in this newspaper wrote about a criminal conviction against him. He was upset about that. He tried to pursue some sort of legal redress, which was ineffective. He threatened the newspaper, and now he's alleged to have carried out this terrible attack. And around the world, we see that news organizations and individual journalists who are attacked are often threatened first. The people who attack them for whatever reason feel they have some sort of legitimate grievance. I see certain parallels that resonate with me and are kind of sadly typical of the kinds of attacks we see in many other parts of the world.
Your organization, the Committee to Protect Journalists, does a lot of work focusing on journalists attacked and killed in other countries. Are you surprised to find you're dealing with these situations here in the U.S.?
Well, I am surprised to be dealing with this horrible situation, which really puts the U.S., among the most deadly countries in the world this year. I mean, it's an anomaly, but keep in mind that it's right now the third most deadly country. Afghanistan, 10 journalists have been killed. Syria, 5 journalists have been killed. And next is the United States. So I'm very surprised to find myself in this position. At the same time, there are a number of a very significant press freedom concerns outside of violent attacks. We certainly know about the alarming rhetoric coming from our political leaders, including President Trump. There have been, as I mentioned, journalists attacked and covering protests and journalists arrested as well. And we're very concerned about the threat of legal action and possible subpoenas. So I don't think these things are necessarily related, but you put them all together and you have to recognize that, you know, people think because we have the First Amendment, we live in some free expression paradise, but clearly that's not the case.
Joel Simon, he's the executive director of the Committee to Protect Journalists.